At this point, we've all been exposed to the hype and allure of the elusive, quote unquote, Pilates body aesthetic. Celebrities swear by it. The Miley Cyrus Pilates arms recently went viral. Influencers are talking about it. I mean, you can't really scroll on social media or even drive down the road without seeing a new Pilates studio opening up. So today we're gonna take a closer look at what it means or what is being touted as the quote unquote Pilates body and seeing if there's any truth behind this trend. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Modern Body Podcast. I'm your host, Allie DeRoma, and what we do here on this podcast is we look at the essential role moving our body plays in our modern day lives, from the physical to the mental and emotional. You'll not only learn about the inner workings of your body here, but we'll be uncovering the truths from the trends that are floating around in the fitness and wellness space, how we can use movement to support our body wherever we're at or whatever we're going through in our lives, as well as the realistic and practical ways we can bring movement into our lives, seeing it as part of our lives rather than separate from it. Today, I'm excited because we're starting a new little fun segment on the podcast that I'm calling Truth or Trend. It's kind of like a truth or dare inspired episode, but you don't really get a choice because I'm gonna talk about both the truth and the trend, or actually how I'm gonna set it up is we're gonna look at the trend first, then we're gonna look at the truth. In the last episode I did, I put this little segment at the beginning, kind of experimenting with it, but I think it made the episode a little too long, and I also think these would be fun and interesting to do and become short little informative segments on their own. And if you can't tell, I'm kind of in this experimental phase right now since I just posted or tried that mini series for the first time, which seems that a lot of you enjoyed it. And I'm really getting into this beginner's mindset here with podcasting, and I'm just going with it. So, you know, sometimes you have to experiment, see what works, see what doesn't. So all that to say is if you don't like these segments, I'm not attached to it. We don't have to keep doing them, but if you do like them, let me know. And if you have any trends you want me to look at, also let me know. So here's what we're gonna do today. I'm gonna choose one trend to talk about that's circulating around the fitness and wellness space. And we're gonna really look at it from all angles. Then we're going to maybe poke some holes in it and see if there's any truth within this trend or not. Here's the trend for today. We're going to look at the quote unquote Pilates body, or more specifically, the phrasing that you're seeing a lot or reading about, which is how to get a Pilates body. This is really everywhere right now, and not just right now, it's actually been trending for a while. And I'm sure we've all followed someone on social media or scrolled through the Explore page long enough to come across content of this sort. And you know, Pilates is blowing up. Like I said, celebrities are talking about it, influencers are too. And there are really Pilates studios popping up everywhere, and they're advertising this Pilates body look or aesthetic. And the content you've most likely been seeing are posts that might say something along these lines, like, quote unquote, follow this routine or do these three exercises to get a Pilates body. Or recently I came across an influencer who shared her experience with Pilates and said, oh my gosh, I don't know what's happening, but I've been doing Pilates for only 2 weeks now, and I've lost X amount of pounds, my waist is smaller, why haven't I been doing this before? Or I even saw recently Pilates for toned, lean arms. Or another caption I just saw yesterday was, I didn't need to be weightlifting to get my dream physique, it was Pilates all along. So basically, if you're seeing content like this, it's telling you that in order to get the body that they have, you need to be doing Pilates. And if you think about it, there's really always a trend like this circulating. Before Pilates, it was yoga. Before yoga, it was step aerobics. So you see the cycle. There's always something that's like the next wave of the fitness industry. So that was the trend. Now, let's start to poke some holes in this and see if there's any truth within this trend that's happening right now. First of all, I'm not upset at all about the popularity of Pilates. I think it's so great. So many people are getting into Pilates right now. There are so many benefits to doing it. And hey, if you want to get into Pilates to become stronger and more fit and have that Pilates body aesthetic, I support you. I really do. I'm not doing this segment to make anyone feel bad about themselves or judge themselves for what they think or what they desire. This is to give just as much of an unbiased approach to this trend as possible. And I would say I'm qualified to talk about this since I've been teaching Pilates for over 10 years and I've worked with lots of bodies and I've gotten to know lots of people and why they really come to Pilates. Some do come for the fitness and aesthetic results. And some come because they just simply want to be able to wake up in the morning and know they can walk to the bathroom. Or they're doing Pilates because they want to support their body and their joints in every other activity they do, or they know it's just supporting them within their life in the scope of what they do within a day. And that's really what's so cool about Pilates is that it can grow with you. It can shift and evolve and change to reflect what you need today or in 10 or 20 years from now. Okay, now back to getting into our trend. So we're gonna poke some holes in this trend and see if there's any truth within it. Number one, I will say right off the bat that Pilates is a great way to train and condition your body. No doubt about that at all. I would highly recommend Pilates to nearly everyone. What I will say though, is that everything about the way that we train our body is very relative to the individual. So here's an example for you. If you're someone who is coming from a lifestyle where you have not been actively working out or regularly moving your body, and you start doing Pilates, say 2 or 3 times a week, or maybe even more, then yes, you may start to see an effect on your physical appearance. But that would also happen if that same individual decided to do a different type of activity. So if they were gonna start to walk regularly or run or do some strength training on a regular basis, that is also going to have an effect on your physical appearance. So the real question here is it Pilates having the effect on your appearance, or is it just the fact that you're moving your body and you're doing it regularly? We don't really know. So that's a big question to ask. Now, I would also say that if you are someone who is already physically active and fit, and you start doing Pilates along with your regular routine, then what's probably happening is that Pilates is enhancing what is already there. So meaning, if I'm someone who runs a lot and I strength train already, but now I wanna start adding Pilates into my routine, well, I'm already probably in pretty good physical shape, and I start doing Pilates maybe 2 or 3 times a week to complement these other types of training I'm doing, well, that is already going to enhance what is already there. So if you already have core strength, well, it's gonna enhance that core strength or leg strength or upper body, but it's bringing in a new element to it, then you probably will also see some aesthetic changes going on in your body. But more importantly, let me point out that the way you experience your body from Pilates is what's truly going to be different. We also have to look at different factors that are playing into this whole Pilates body aesthetic. So number one, we have to look at the frequency in which you're doing Pilates. So are you doing it 1 day a week or are you doing it 5 days a week? You also have to look at the duration, the amount of time. Are you doing 20-minute sessions or are you doing hour-long sessions? We also have to look at the intensity. Are you doing more athletic conditioning or quote-unquote sculpt classes is what they're called, or you're doing hybrid classes that are bringing in different modalities or methods of training within to your Pilates class? There's also just in general different types or methods of Pilates or spin-offs of Pilates. For example, some people take hot Pilates classes, so you're gonna lose a lot more water. You're going to look more quote-unquote toned or sculpted after you take a hot Pilates session because you've just lost so much water in your body that it's going to make you already look different. You could be doing classical Pilates. You could be doing contemporary Pilates. You could be doing a type of like spin-off Pilates called Legree, which is done on these mega formers or mega reformers. It's not actually Pilates, it's bringing in a whole different technique. So there are a lot of different factors and variables that we have to look at when we're talking about creating this Pilates body aesthetic, because you're gonna get a different result with every single type of Pilates that you're doing. Something else we need to look at here. So number two is please keep in mind that a large portion of how your body looks or responds to different types of training or workouts is completely individual and genetic. For example, we could have 100 people do the exact same workout routine for the exact same amount of time, and all of their bodies would still look different. They would all respond differently. It's the same thing when we make dietary changes. We could all make the same dietary changes or lifestyle changes, but we would all have different results from it. So saying in a blanket statement that, hey, you do Pilates, you will look like this, is not accurate at all. And I can say this as someone who has trained a lot of different people, and I'm thinking specifically about a group of women that I trained for many years who were very consistent, all did the same exercises. They all had completely different bodies, shapes, sizes, and experiences within that class, but they were all getting so many wonderful results that were non-aesthetic results as well. Again, I'm not saying that you can't do Pilates for the aesthetic reasons. If that fits you and your lifestyle and feels right, please go for it. But what I am telling you, or what I do want to almost challenge you to reconsider or think of, is a different perspective of why you're going to do Pilates, because our aesthetics, our bodies are always going to be changing. So the reason why we're doing something has to go deeper than the aesthetic reasons. But again, social media, it's all about that forward-facing, front-facing image that we're giving. So of course, we're not going to talk about all the underlying benefits of Pilates. We're only going to be focused on those aesthetic benefits of Pilates. And I get it, it's totally entrancing, it's alluring, and we all want to feel good and look good. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I like to feel good and look good too, but it has to go deeper than that as well. Okay, number three, what we also have to consider when we're talking about the way somebody looks and their appearance is also largely going to be related to their nutrition. A lot of these people who are talking about Pilates on social media, they are probably, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say most of the people that I see are probably pretty nutrition conscious. Meaning they're most likely making changes to their diet or being very conscientious of what they are consuming and putting into their bodies. That is largely going to reflect how Pilates is influencing your body on that exterior aesthetic level. But again, going back to like the first point that I was making, and that is if you were to make a nutritional change to your diet, your daily life, it would not matter what type of workout or exercise or movement you did, because most of our aesthetics are coming from our nutrition. And when someone's talking about having these toned Pilates arms, it's not just because they're doing Pilates. It's because they've also most likely made a change to what they are consuming and putting in their body, whether it's more protein, less fat, who knows, or just less calories overall. I would have people come into the studio or who wanted to work with me and say that losing weight was one of their goals. And I would not deny them of that at all, but I would tell them that Pilates on its own, in and of itself, is not going to be the catalyst or driver for weight loss. It's just not. It's not that cardiovascular. Yes, it is strenuous. It is training your body, whether it's body weight training or it's resistance training if you're using a reformer or resistance bands or some lightweights, but it's not going to bring your body to the point where it's going to have this huge effect into your weight loss. I would always tell these clients that if weight loss was one of their goals, it would be great if they paired Pilates with something like walking or weight training, if they're gonna do something cardiovascular or something a little bit less intense. And they would also need to probably make some changes to their diet if that was ultimately their goal. Now, that is not in my scope of practice at all, so I would never make any sort of recommendations about their diet, but I would refer them to another professional if that's really what they wanted. So please keep in mind that you can do all the Pilates that you want and it still may not change your body unless you're also making some other nutritional changes along with it. Now the fourth point I want to make, And that is, if you've noticed this on social media, a large portion of the people who are claiming that Pilates gave them these toned, long, lean bodies are people who are already naturally thin. I've personally worked with many people for years who were extremely athletic. And from the outside, you would not look at them and say, hey, they look like they're in really good shape. Because the shape of your body is not going to determine whether you are strong or whether you have this quote unquote Pilates body. The Pilates body that you're seeing on social media, again, it's all about aesthetics. I have had clients who don't look fit from the outside, but could do literally anything that I asked them to do in our session together and would even outshine or, you know, be in better shape, you know, quote unquote, that's all relative, than someone who looked really fit from the outside. So it's all completely relative, and the shape of your body does not determine your internal strength. That's what we usually judge for fitness, right? Is what we see on the outside. But in my years of experience, that has not been the most concrete evidence. I would also say along with this point is that a lot of us, if we've looked at Pilates pictures from the past, we are probably seeing, again, these very thin people and fit people in these Joseph Pilates classical classes or sessions, because most of the clientele that Joseph Pilates had were dancers or they were actors. And those people are already, I mean, I don't know about actors, but I mean, dancers are already very fit and in shape. And again, Pilates just enhanced what was already there. So they weren't doing Pilates to become dancer-like bodies or develop these dancer bodies. They were doing Pilates really as cross-training for their dancing because they were feeling the internal effect of how great these exercises were for them and how well they were dancing and performing and staying injury-free or even recovering from their injuries a lot quicker. So it's not that Pilates magically made these people thin, it's that Pilates enhanced what was already there. And I would say the same is true for normal people. It's going to enhance what is already there within you. And on that note, if you've seen a picture of Joseph Pilates, yes, he looks fit, but he's not long and lean. And he wasn't really the picture of health outside of his exercise program. I mean, he smoked, he didn't eat great. So it wasn't, again, from doing Pilates. It was because, first of all, he was extremely consistent and did it every single day. That's something else we have to take into consideration, is how consistent you're being with something. But it's not just Pilates, it's in everything you do, from your workouts, your walking, your Pilates, or if you're going to make some changes to your nutrition. The longer you are consistent with something, you're going to see the residual results over time. I have one more point that I want to make about this trend, and that is, there's also this trend, there's like this specific subgroup of people who post on social media, again, I just have been scrolling on social media, so I've seen this often. And that is people who are saying that they've been lifting weights for a while, and then they stopped lifting weights and they tried Pilates for like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. And so they claim and they say, and it's probably true, that they've lost weight because of this. And they're very frustrated because when they were lifting, they were kind of, you know, gaining weight basically. And that is because when you go from lifting weight, doesn't matter how much, but if you've consistently been lifting weight and you've been growing or building your muscle mass, increasing muscle mass on your body, and then you go and start doing Pilates exclusively, well, you are not lifting as much weight or pulling as much weight as you were when you were weight training, weight lifting. So naturally what's going to happen is your body is going to say, okay, I don't need this much muscle mass on my body. So you start to lose muscle mass, decrease that muscle mass. And over time, it's going to start making you look at the appearance, it's going to give you this appearance, I should say, of looking thinner. This is actually a funny story though. I had this client who started with me, and she had never done Pilates before. She had never weight trained before. She was doing a lot of tennis, and she was coming to Pilates 3 times a week, and I saw her all 3 times. She would take classes, and it's funny because, I don't know, probably like 3 to 6 months afterward, she would say to me, and this was also just a group of friends in general, she would say to me, Allie, why are my pants not fitting anymore? Why do I have to go up a size? Like, I feel like my butt's not fitting into my pants as well. And I just looked at her and smiled because I was like, well, Stephanie, that's because you're building muscle mass. I believe that there has been this narrative circulating around that says, you know, you are thin or fit or in shape, and even if you have muscle, you should be tiny. But I think we forget that muscle mass is mass. It is taking up space on your body. So just because you're weightlifting or you're doing Pilates, this doesn't mean your muscles are going to wither away. You're enhancing them. You're growing your muscles. That's what we all want. Everyone's talking about being strong, being fit, but then you don't want to gain any body mass. You're going to gain body mass because you're putting on muscle, which is a good thing that is going to support you in everything you do in your life. So this whole idea, just going back to the trend of the Pilates body, is that we're looking at it and glorifying it as this thin, long, lean shape that's very toned, quote unquote. I really dislike that word because it's not a very accurate word. It's really talking about your body fat percentage, because when someone looks toned, it just means they have a low body fat percentage and you can see their muscle definition a little bit more. But again, the Pilates body trend is one that is solely focused on the aesthetics of this long, lean, fit, toned person that is kind of small and doesn't really take up a lot of space and maybe has this like dancerly quality about them. But this could not be farther from the truth, because yes, while Pilates is a great way to condition your body and train your body, what I want you to remember and walk away from is that all of our bodies are going to respond differently to workouts, to exercises, and to Pilates specifically. But there is still so much wonderful benefit behind Pilates. So even if you start doing Pilates, if you try it and you're not getting these aesthetic changes, you don't feel like you're gaining this Pilates body from the outside, I would love if you took a moment to redirect, what are these benefits that I'm gaining from the inside? How is my body moving now? How are my joints feeling? How am I feeling in my other types of activities or in my day? How am I experiencing my body differently now than when I was not doing Pilates regularly? And I guarantee you, you're gonna have a long list of benefits. So this whole episode, I hope, helped to shed some light onto the trend of the Pilates body. And to remind you that, as a cliche as this is going to sound, if you start doing Pilates, no matter your shape or size or fitness level, you have a Pilates body. You don't have to look a certain way to do Pilates or to gain the benefits of Pilates. Truly, everyone can gain the benefits of Pilates. Does not matter what you're going to get from the outside. Okay, so that's a wrap on our first trend or truth segment, or maybe trend versus truth. I don't know, we can still play with that title a little bit. But if you enjoyed this episode, this segment, this idea, I would love to hear from you. So you could leave it in the comments. You could find me on Instagram at Allie DeRoma, send me a message. And if there are some trends that you're seeing circulating around the internet or wherever, and you want me to do an episode on it, just send the message my way. And I would be more than happy to do that. I was just talking to a friend today while we were walking, and she brought up a really great one that I'm going to put on the list of future episodes to do. So thank you so much for joining me today. I had fun with that. I hope you did too. I will be here next week with another new episode for you. And I am playing with some more new segments that I can bring onto the podcast to keep things interesting and insightful and exciting for you and me. So I look forward to hearing from you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please, it would mean so much to me if you would leave a rating or a review, and that way more people can find this podcast and learn along with you. So thanks again. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will be here next week, and I hope you are too.